is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Oh, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. Today's Friday, May 4th, 2012. We're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Your classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the internet. So wherever you are on your smartphone, there's a free way to listen to USAprepares.com. And you may download the smartphone app at GCNlive.com. There's a link to all of our instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. So if you need to revisit something that you heard on the broadcast, just click on USAprepares.com. Emerging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota, and we are your source for practical advice and affordable solutions. There's a meetup tonight, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri, 5:30. It's free. Mike Ma, Hoi Chi Master, he will be demonstrating the ancient art of Chinese medicine. Mike Ma and Dr. Norman Shealy are on the third day, evaluating Hoi Chi. So you can see it for yourself tonight. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, 5:30, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. And fellowship starts at 5:30, and the seminar starts at 6, and usually we go to like 11:30. So if you'd like to have dinner with us, you may. If you just want to come join us, and the meetup is free. It's at Ziggy's at the Lamplighter. It's a restaurant, and we take over the restaurant every Friday night. And so now you know who we are, and today, Valerie Earhart, the abcbookstore.com, is with us, and she's going to be discussing preparedness books that you should consider reading. So she is a USAprepares.com instructor. She's been at three of our expos, all three of them, in Springfield, Missouri, and she teaches a seminar on great books on preparedness. Welcome, Valerie.
You know,
I can see you took your vitamins today.
Yes, I did. I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Valerie, you are a voracious reader, and you own a bookstore. And in your bookstore, there's a section that we call the USAprepares.com section, where you feature books that you think our students and instructors should consider reading. And you cut right to the chase, and you only put the books that you really like in that section. Isn't that right?
That's true. What I do is I may have several different books that cover the same topic, mm-hmm. but I know that everybody learns differently. Some books have more pictures. Some books have more illustrations. So that way you can choose the learning style that's best for you to be able to get this information.
And Valerie, the reason that I think books are so important, our family, the Fennelli family, has bought thousands and thousands of books, and there are a couple of reasons for that. One is I used to be in the computer manufacturing business. I owned a company that manufactured computers, and we looked at the CDs as the way to store information. Well, you know, all of those CDs from 15 years ago have the potential to reflective foil seems to peel off on some of them, so they're useless, and some of them have been scratched. And maybe at some point in time, the equipment that we use to read those CDs may not be available. Just like the VHS tapes that I have, I've got a lot of VHS tapes, but where do you get a VHS tape player? So that's why I think books are so important. All the books that I've ever bought, they still work.
That's right. And all you need is a little lamplight.
Yeah. And that's another thing. Electricity is absolutely required for the electronic delivery of books and the internet if they reside someplace on the internet. So, Valerie, let's start with some of the books that you really like. I know you have some of James Wesley Rawls' books. Let's talk about that.
Well, I think the best, not knowing where everybody's starting from on their preparedness journey, I think the best first book to have and to read is James Wesley Rawls' book, How to Survive the End of the World as We Know It. And that gives you a really good overview of the things you're going to need to survive and just kind of starts giving you a little bit of a laundry list and getting you to think about it. Mm-hmm. Gets you in that mindset.
James Wesley Rawls presented a seminar at the Get Prepared Expo last weekend.
Right.
And, I'll tell you what, it was standing room only, and he was talking about some way out of the box kinds of preparedness strategies. I mean, it's just brilliant. And so, yeah, he's a great author. He's a friend of USA Prepares and a friend of the Get Prepared Expo and a friend of mine. So I recommend that you consider exactly what you said, How to Survive the End of the World as We Know It. So what would we learn by reading that book, Valerie?
Well, there are various techniques. Like you go through the table of contents and it's chapter 2 is priorities, your list of lists. And it talks about what various categories you're going to need to have items or to think about having in your preparedness survival retreat. It talks about water. It talks about food storage. It talks about fuel, gardens, medical supplies, self-protection. If you might need to leave your home, how would you do that? There's a glossary. It's not a very large book. It's 316 pages, but it's a good place to begin if you are starting this journey and haven't really spent a lot of time thinking about it or not really have a good idea of how to even get started.
And you know what's interesting about James Wesley Rawls? He communicates through his blog, survivalblog.com, with a lot of his, let's call them students.
Right.
And he and I were talking on the phone one day, and I said, you know, Jim, I was looking at a satellite photo of our farm, and there was our fuel tanks, our propane fuel tanks, and they stuck out like a sore thumb. They're white, and you can easily see them. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to paint them so that they look like bales of round hay end to end. And I'm going to put a black stripe between them. That would be the space between the bales of hay, and I'm going to paint them to look like bales of hay. And he said, that's really cool. What a great idea. So what happens with him is he has great ideas, and he has a whole world of people that also contribute. So what ends up in his books are his ideas plus other suggestions that he incorporates. So it's a great, great way to start your preparedness plan. Absolutely. And the list.
Exactly.
And the list, don't you think that's a great way to sit down with the family and actually turn off the phone, turn off the TV, sit around the kitchen table and say, okay, what do we need? Because right now
yeah.
we have the luxury of whatever you need, you just go to the store and buy it. But that time may come to an end.
Right, and that's how my family did it. We read this book, and then we sat down with a piece of paper for every category that we felt we needed, and we started making a list, and then we prioritized that list, and part of that you do by your financial abilities, and you figure out what's most important. Some things you might be able to go out and get right away, and other things you may have to save up for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you may want to have chickens. And,
exactly.
And you have a book on chickens, don't you?
We have lots of books on chickens. We have a book called The Encyclopedia of Chickens, and that's an awesome book. And then we have another book called Story's Guide to Raising Chickens. And both of these books, The Encyclopedia of Chickens is exactly that. It has color pictures. It talks about, it has pictures of their feathers, of their eggs, and it is in encyclopedia form. So it's alphabetically, and you just go through and you can see all the various chickens, the pros and cons to each different breed. And then the Stories Guide to Raising Chickens is an overall very comprehensive guide. It talks about diseases. It talks about feeding. It talks about housing. It also goes into how to butcher a chicken. It's from start to finish. It goes through the entire stage.
Valerie, a while ago we decided that we wanted to have chickens on the farm, and it was for several reasons. One was because we have ticks on the grass that surrounds our residence, our house.
Oh, yes.
And they are on patrol all day long, eating ticks and bugs and cleaning up the yard. And, the investment is very, very minimal. Chickens, you can buy chicks for $2 a piece. We bought 7, and 5 of them survived. You don't always get to keep all your chickens. Sometimes they get eaten by predators. But we have 5 left, and we get 5 eggs a day, and we probably spend maybe $10 a month on feed. So we get 35 eggs a week from these chickens, and they're farm fresh. They're free range, and they pay for themselves so many times over and over. It's a great way to have food. And you know, when I go out in the backyard, the chickens come and have breakfast with me. They all gather around, and the dogs do, and the cats do, and you know,
That's awesome.
And it's really kind of neat. So, but I recommend that you get the book, or a book, or 2 books, or 3.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And so, which, if you had to pick one, is there a favorite that you have for someone? Let's say someone wants to do what I did, or the Finelli family, and buy some chickens, and do it safely for the chicken's health. Is there one that you recommend?
I think probably that Stories Guide to Raising Chickens, because that's a very comprehensive view. The chicken encyclopedia is very good if you don't know what kind of chickens you want to buy, and you're looking at the pros and cons of various breeds and what they're going to look like, in adulthood and their feathers and for what purposes you're going to have them. But this other one is really a handbook to keeping them, and it's very good.
Valerie Earhart, ABC Books, Vin Finelli, USA Prepares. We're talking about great books on preparedness. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
There's a meetup tonight at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. It's free. Mike Ma, Hoi Chi, the ancient art of Chinese medicine. Mike Ma is going to be signing two of his books on Hoi Chi, and he'll have his DVDs on, we'll call it self-protection, guns, and how he deploys them. Mike Ma, he'll be demonstrating Hoi Chi at the meetup tonight. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone. And one other announcement. There's a Berkey scratch and dent blowout tonight at Ziggy's. Royal Berkey's and Berkey Sport Bottles. Cash and carry. Blowout tonight. Royal Berkey's and Sport Bottles. Cash and carry at the meetup. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter corner, Sunshine and Glenstone. And Valerie Earhart's with us today. ABC Bookstore. TheABCBookstore.com. TheABCBookstore.com. So she and I are talking about books that you should consider reading, books that you should consider taking out of the library, books that you should consider buying and putting in your personal library for preparedness. Valerie, we were talking about chickens, and I really love the chickens. It was one of the best things that we've ever done here, for our farm, and even the dogs love the eggs from the chickens. So we have plenty of eggs, and it's just a great way to go. So I suggest you consider Valerie's suggestions. And would you repeat those two books one more time, Valerie, please?
Sure. The one is called The Chicken Encyclopedia, and it's an illustrated reference by Gail Demereau. And then the other one is called Story's Guide to Raising Chickens, and it's by Gail Demereau as well. So,
and that's the one I have.
At the corner on the chicken market, apparently.
And that Story's Guide is the one that I have.
Yes.
Also. Okay, so we talked about chickens. We talked about James Wesley Rawls. What else do you suggest that people that are getting into preparedness consider reading?
Well, we have in our personal library, we have a couple of books that just give overall, it gives you a good overall view of things that you need to know. One is called Carla Emery's Encyclopedia to Country Living. Now, this book has been around about 30 or 35 years, and she keeps revising and updating it. But it is, my husband calls it the Sears catalog of country living. Mm-hmm. It has everything that you need to know on a variety of topics. And it's a great book to sit down and just page through and read. And again, it's sectioned off by topics and then alphabetically, like in an encyclopedia. Another book is Story, also has a big, thick paperback book called Guide to Country Living, and it's kind of a catalog as well. Those two are very similar. Carla's guide is a little bit older. Stories is basic country skills. We also have a copy of Dr. Prepper's Making the Best of Basics, and that's a good family preparedness handbook.
Valerie, I have two copies of that in mm-hmm. the studio. One is from the 1990s, and Dr. Prepper happened to be able to make it to the Get Prepared Expo over the weekend. And, you know, I think he sold 780,000 copies of Making the Best of Basics.
Yes, it's a fabulous book, and he's updated it, and so it has the latest and greatest information in it. And it's a little bit different than these other two books because it actually deals with some other preparedness topics, not in a scary way, but in a family sort of way, so that you can you know, about technology. And he has a whole section on creating a preparedness library. He has basics of essential oils, genetic engineering, precious metal strategy, collapse of the medicine strategy. So he's got a lot of those topics in his book. And then the fourth book, which I would also like to recommend, are the two by Matthew Stein, When Disaster Strikes and When Technology Fails.
Let's talk about Matthew Stein's books when we come back right after these few short commercial announcements. Valerie Earhart, the ABCBookstore.com. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Talking with Valerie Earhart today, ABC. The ABCBookstore.com, Springfield, Missouri. And we're talking about great books on preparedness, cutting right to the chase, trying to save you money and time so that when you want to go right to the books that really make sense for you, here's the list for you. Valerie, Matt Stein was at, you mentioned Matt Stein just before the break. Matt Stein is a MIT-degreed engineer from California. And he flew out to be at the Get Prepared Expo. Did you get a chance to meet him?
I did not. I was so busy at my booth that I did not get a chance. I wish I had.
Do you know how close he was to you?
No.
He was probably, I don't know, 200 feet away.
No. Oh.
He was right up front at the USA Prepares section, and he was signing his books. And so, what do you think of his books?
I think they're great. I think they have a lot of really good information in them. They're good comprehensive guides for emergency planning and preparedness survival. So I think they're great.
Yeah, he spent several years doing research and writing these books. And he's a personal friend of mine and the family. And when he came to the Get Prepared Expo, he stayed at our farm along with several others, like John Stattmiller. He stayed here. And let's see, Mike Ma stayed here. And so anyway, a lot of the people that that come to the expo are friends of USAPreparedness.com, as well as, you know, instructors. So he is a great author. So I like his books because they are manuals. If you want to know about toxic mold, colloidal silver, how to make a colloidal silver generator, if you want to learn about shelter, wind power, solar power, volts, amps, watts, it's in there, right?
Yes, yes. And I just think that they have good illustrations. Mm-hmm. His newest book, When Disaster Strikes, has photographs as well. And mm-hmm. so it's not just text. It also has some pictures for people who are somewhat challenged and need to see what he's talking about.
Yes, and he and I talked about the title of his books, and he may end up retitling them the large book, which is
When Technology Fails.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's a huge book. It's like a phone book. And
it is.
He may title it something more like The Complete Encyclopedia of Preparedness, and I think that's what it is. Would you agree?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I really do. He covers some things that are not covered in, like, the two books that I gave you at first, mm-hmm. the Encyclopedia of Country Living and Basic Country Skills. Those are more agri books. Mm-hmm. They give you really good information about gardening, about food, about those kinds of daily living kinds of things. His book goes into more detail on climate change, energy, heat, and power, like you said, water quality, all of those things. Mm-hmm. So his is very complete and very comprehensive.
Yeah, I made a statement prior to Christmas that for, you know, around $20, that would be, in my opinion, one of the best $20 gifts that you could give someone who is interested in preparedness. And would you agree, or?
Yes, yes. Now, his book is a little bit more expensive than that. Mm-hmm. It's closer to 30, but mm-hmm. I definitely think it's well worth it, and I think it's something that you will find that not only will you keep it as a reference to refer to, but I think that you'll find that you'll actually sit down and it's something that you're going to want to spend some time reading through. It's very interesting.
Yeah, and I asked him to autograph some and leave some with me.
So
he's done that. I'm pretty excited about that. He's a brilliant engineer, and you know, I had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with him. I mean, around the kitchen table, around the dining room table, in the car, you know, going back and forth. And he really is who he says he is. So he really is a truly brilliant, and he's approachable engineer.
Valerie, and I think it's interesting too that you know, he credits Hurricane Katrina and 9/11 for getting him on this path. So, you know, there are lots of natural occurrences and somewhat unnatural occurrences that give us reason to need to be prepared.
Yeah, and regardless of what a person's reason is for preparing, I think people need to get prepared, because I've said publicly, I've said it on television, I was interviewed at the expo, and mm-hmm. I've said things like, you know, my grandmother was a survivalist. Her
exactly.
grandmother was a survivalist. So was yours. And,
yep.
and they all were. That's how we got here.
Sure.
And we are not a bunch of wackos. So
no.
we are people
no.
that understand that, you know, changing the oil in the car is a good thing. It's a preparedness kind of a thing. Making sure you have a full tank of fuel. I remember saying to the lady that was interviewing me on TV, you know, we were talking about what is preparedness. And I said, well, did you have enough gasoline to get here, you know, to the expo and get back to the station? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, that's being prepared. you know, running out of gas is not being prepared.
That's right. That's exactly right. It's as simple as that. It really is.
It's having what you need before you need it. So herbs and plants, let's talk about that.
Yes. Those were probably some of the most popular books at the expo. I think people are very interested in what they find growing along the road, what they find growing in their yard, on their property, and knowing what they can and can't and should not eat.
Yeah.
There are some really great guides. And we have a, and I found this just by Googling, but I have a book that I carry that's a little pamphlet. It's called Common Medicinal Herbs of the Ozarks. I'm thinking that if you do not live in the Ozarks and you're listening to this, probably you just need to get on and Google for your area and find out if someone has put together something that is pertinent to the area where you live. And then this little pamphlet has drawings. So then what people do is they partner it with a great Peterson's Guide to Medicinal Plants and Herbs or the Illustrated Guide to Edible Wild Plants put out by the Department of the Army or the Forager's Harvest by Samuel Thayer. And these are guides that have color pictures and tell all about preparation, identification, harvesting, the preparation of edible wild plants. So find a guide that has to do with the immediate area where you live. And then if it does not have color pictures, partner it with a guide that does. And that will give you a very good idea. Another source for those are if you can hook up with your Department of Conservation in your state. Unfortunately, Missouri does not have a color photo guide for herbs or for edible wild plants, but a lot of states do. So that's another resource for you if you don't live in our area.
Okay. So it sounds to me, well, let me just ask you point blank.
Sure.
What were people saying to you? Because whatever they were saying to you at the expo is what our class wants to know right now. What were people asking you about in terms of what was their most important concern to them that they get books on?
I would say this particular time, and it's probably because it's spring, they were most interested in food. They bought a lot of books on canning. We have a book that's put out by Ball. We have a book that's put out by the Department of Agriculture that gives step-by-step information on canning. We have several books on canning, actually. Some have color photos. Some are just text. People were buying gardening books. We have a great book called Gardening When It Counts, and it's a more technical book put out by Mother Earth News, and it talks about growing food in hard times. So it's a very good manual that talks about soil and all kinds of factors when you actually need to be able to eat from your garden. And it's not just a hobby. And then people were very interested in beekeeping, in the edible plants, and in being able to make medicine from edible plants, from things that they find in their yard or that they can go out in the woods and find that's going to be safe and reliable if there is not a source of medicine available.
So the people that came to see you are very interested in reality and what to do right now for self-preservation. Is that correct?
Exactly. And people are willing to do some experimentation with their gardening and things like that, finding what they can grow, what they can't grow, before it becomes, it might become a necessity. So, yes, that's what people are doing.
Did you find that people were very calm about their preparedness plans? Or I didn't happen to see any panic, did you?
No, not at all. I just think that people are realizing that you know, they need to be more aware about their food sources here locally. You know, our community here in Springfield does a very good job with Well-Fed Neighbor and Master Gardeners and a lot of other organizations putting on seminars and teaching people how to grow food and how to have gardens. So I think people are just, it's starting to be top of the mind now. And people are just very interested in getting some of these things going and starting. And it's never too late to start.
When you consider your sales at the Get Prepared Expo, how well did you do compared to other events? We'll talk about that when we come back. Ben Finelli, Valerie Earhart, USAPreparedness.com. Great books on preparedness.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Cardio FX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C, before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Meet up tonight. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone. Mike Ma will be there. He'll be teaching Hoi Chi. He'll be signing his books. He's the author of six books right now. Mike Ma, he's the Hoi Chi master. He and Dr. Norman Shealy have been studying together. This is their third day together, evaluating Hoi Chi. See it for yourself tonight. Hoi Chi, the ancient art of Chinese medicine. It's free. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. 5:30 is when fellowship starts. 6:30 is when Mike's seminar starts. Valerie Earhart's with me. She is a voracious reader, and she owns a bookstore, the abcbookstore.com, Springfield, Missouri. Valerie, at your section of the expo, you had a great turnout. What would you say the book sale interest was?
I think probably it was with an emphasis on food, and then just overall, not so much with the animal husbandry, but just overall preparation, I think. I think there were a lot of people that were kind of just getting started. Medicine when there is no doctor.
So that's where the herbs came in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And yes. How about books on storing your own food? For example, taking beans and rice and wheat and so forth and putting it into long-term storage containers like 5-gallon buckets, but how to do it correctly so that when you open the buckets, you don't have the food destroyed or rotten or eaten by bugs.
Yes, we do have a book written by Peggy Layton, and it's called 101 Ways to Begin Home Storage, and it's kind of a beginner's guide to home storage of food. Yeah, it's called Food Storage 101. Mm-hmm. And it's by Peggy Layton. Where do I begin?
Did you have a chance to meet Paulette Wanatka of Mill Street Market in Humansville, Missouri?
Yes, she's wonderful, and she's very generous with her information as far as assisting people and telling you how to do it yourself, or then also having the supplies to do it for you.
Yeah, she has been to the meetups, and just like you have, and she's going to be teaching more seminars. By the way, the next Get Prepared Expo is in November, so we're looking forward to seeing you there. It's going to be in Springfield, Missouri, same place, the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. And her seminar dovetails perfectly with the books that you're talking about for long-term food storage, because it's one thing to go to the seminar and hear about it and take notes, and it's another thing to actually have the book to go with that to make sure you do it right, because Well, Valerie, how much do these books cost for long-term food storage? Just roughly.
Oh, I don't know. Less than $15 in the $10 to $15 range. I've got a Cooking with Home Storage cookbook, and it gives you really good information about how much you need and what you need. They're in the $10 to $15 range.
And here's why I ask. If you are putting buckets of food together that cost $25 or $50 for the contents, and let's say $7 or $8 or $9 for the bucket and the lid, and then the oxygen absorbers or the dry ice or the nitrogen, just spending the extra $15 will probably make sure that what you have when you open it is edible.
Exactly.
And
it's well worth it. And you know, it's just Paulette also does a really good job of giving you tips as far as you know, adding recipes to your bucket and putting together all the foods that you're going to need for a meal in a bucket, as opposed to just, you know, storing a bunch of beans or storing a bunch of rice. She has some really innovative things to do that are great for families or couples that don't, you know, want to crack open a 5-gallon bucket of something.
You bet. Valerie Earhart, AB. So I'm Vincent Kelly, broadcast.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.